Hello and welcome again. This is Mary Halima, and this healing meditation and teaching is about clearing your soul's ancestral lineage, any false programming, and releasing the false matrix inherited through our DNA and family soul of unworthiness, guilt, shame, and lost self-worth. So I'm going to give you a little background, and then we're going to do the healing work. So really want you to be able to receive deeply from this. There's so much in the soul that we can clean right now. The universe, God, spirit, all that is, the angels, the divine beings, the cosmic beings are all here to support us to move, to clear the old, centuries old, thousands of years old of misbeliefs about who we are and what is the beauty of our soul and our purpose. So in the soul, because this is soul acceleration, you know, our soul is perfect. It's beautiful. We come in with a purpose, a life purpose, and it's who we are. And when we come into existence as a spirit, having an earthly existence, we're also coming into a DNA, an ancestral lineage, a religious, an ethnic background, a gender background, all these things that surround our soul and it's in our DNA is our packet to clean. And we're each born in the exact family and soul group that we need to clean this packet so that we can purify and beautify and step into our greatest, highest, magnificent purpose, happiness, joy, fulfillment, health, all of it. Our soul is said to be 70,000 times bigger than our body. Again, it's expansive, spacious, beyond the everyday, and it's more connected to the divine. It contains our life purpose, and it also contains many, many generations of information that we came here to clean. Again, information that's in the DNA, in our ancestral history, our ethnic background. Because each of these groups also have a soul. So we have our individual soul, and there's group souls. You know, our country has a soul and a purpose. Certain ethnic backgrounds, certain religious backgrounds, certain physical backgrounds, certain genders, even, you know, there's pictures and misbeliefs and false programming and what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a man. We're here to clean all that now. And the good news is we came to do it. If you're on this call, you can do it. You came to do it. And no matter where you are in your life, if you're young, if you aren't a mother, if you are old, no matter where your age or station in life right now, this is the holy work. This is the highest purpose, to clean this for your soul and the soul of humanity. And it's always first for you. And the side benefit is, I don't know if you've experienced this, but it's, as we each do our work, our soul group gets it. It changes. If one person changes the paradigm in the family gets it. Our children get it. Our parents get it. And even our ancestors on the other side get it. Because in the soul world, there is no time. Actually, there's no time anyway, but in this world, there's no time. And so it's all a hologram, and the hologram is in the heart. And as we clean the soul in the hologram of our heart, it cleans backwards, forwards, as if it never happened. And the timeline collapses. So this is the stuff, quote unquote, that we're carrying. We came to clean and purify for ourselves. And as we heal our own soul, this helps evolve the soul of humanity. And these exact soul lessons that we came to learn, or our packet we came to clean, is the exact medicine that as we heal it and clean it, it lifts up levels and moves our soul purpose into ecstasy, bliss, happiness, health, holiness, freedom, fulfillment, meaning. It's you know, this can be healed. And then we're stepping into the fourth, fifth dimensions and the higher dimensions. It's all in the heart. Our heart is the master key, and we cannot ascend without the heart and sacred heart open. So we're going to be working on three things using three divine codes or divine names of God, Spirit, Source, all that is, that will give us freedom and heal this. So before we begin, I want you to just think of, take a moment, maybe even get your notebooks, but just to really, let's talk about it for a minute so you can see and make it practical for you. So I'm all about helping people to understand and to know and to see and actually observe their own healing, feeling it, knowing it, seeing it. So it's not like some kind of magic. It's like you actually see the before and after, you feel it, and you know what's happened for you. So the first thing we're going to be looking at to heal is releasing the false matrix of unworthiness, guilt, and shame. This is the number one soul lesson that I see most of the healers, teachers, messengers, and the ones that have come on the planet these days to clean. We are not unworthy. We are divine representatives of God on this earth. And the unworthiness, guilt, and shame is a false matrix perpetrated by the dark forces to keep us slaves of the corporation, slaves of the world, slaves of working, and it keeps us from actually seeing the beauty and the truth of who we are. And the good news is a false matrix is a false matrix. And just like the movie, we're here to take the red pill. We've got the tools, and one of these tools that has worked for me and all my clients is to be working with my name, which is the name Halim. Halim actually is the divine name meaning clemency, which is basically get out of jail free. Basically that we are not held accountable for any decisions, actions, DNA that we inherited, and we can break the chains that bind us. That's the clemency. It's like when the president is leaving office, he has the ability to give clemency for anybody that's in jail. He can let anybody out who he wants. So we're letting ourselves, we're letting you out of jail, out of the jail of the false matrix, the false programming of unworthiness, guilt, and shame. So in your own life, what happens is when we feel unworthy, guilty, or shame, and again, it can come from the DNA, the ancestrals, it can come from the religious background. They're big on this, you know, I am not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, was what it said in my religion. So it's false programming that we were born with original sin. It's false programming that we are slaves and we're here to be punished. All of this is what we need to clean. It's not true. And behind this beautiful, this false matrix, this darkness of just this false matrix is so much light, so much love, so much beauty, so much worthiness, so much truth of our divine creation. And what happens is, and see if you recognize this in yourself, when we feel unworthy, guilty, shame, lost self-worth, what happens is we try to earn our way to heaven, or we try to make up for that feeling by suffering, sacrificing, overgiving. We become a giver. We forget to receive. There's many repercussions of this. And so the more we can heal this, let go of this, it's not even healing it, it's just really releasing it, clearing it, breaking these chains, thousands of years of chains, you know, or our mother saying to us, or our father saying to us, who do you think you are? Simple things like that. The other thing that I've been seeing a lot lately, I want to see if anybody recognizes it, is the programming of being born into a family of narcissistic behavior. So lately, I've been working with a lot of clients that they came in as little children, as babies, into parents or even one parent who was a narcissist. And a narcissist, they only think of themselves. So they get programmed very early to worship the parent, to serve the parent, to be the slave of the parent. So we also want to clean that programming, to be able to release that programming. You're not held accountable for this. It was through no fault of your own that you were programmed this way. And the good news is, of course, your soul came in to learn this, and maybe that's what you teach. But either way, you don't have to carry it your whole life. You just have to be aware of it so it can be let go. So that's another kind of programming. There's also tribal programming. Tribal programming in families and ethnic backgrounds and cultural backgrounds. We're not blaming or shaming them, but that kind of programming where it says, this is the way we do things. We go to dinner every Sunday at our house. You call your mother and father XYZ. We dress this way. We do this, we don't do that. It's all that kind of programming like that where it feels like life or death. If it's so deeply ingrained, for some people it feels like life or death. It feels terrorizing if we go against the tribe. So that's another kind of programming that we want to release. So I invite you to just take a couple of minutes and just like, what's your programming? Is it overgiving? Is it issues around power and control that you serve and sacrifice to the parents, to the religion, the ethnic background, the culture, to the tribal? Is there any programming from narcissistic parents, husbands, wives, bosses, where you do what they say, you worship them or else? So all of this is fodder for healing. And if nothing comes to mind, just trust that your soul knows, even if your conscious mind doesn't know. We're going to be going into the soul, and we'll be working with the divine code, Yahalim, which means, oh, clement one, divine source, you are the most clement. Set me free from any false programming, any chains that bind me, any contracts, decisions, or vows I made knowingly or unknowingly to the tribe, to the family, to myself, anything that no longer serves me. You are the most clement. Set me free. Set my ancestors free. Clean my DNA. Release me so that I may blossom into my divine sovereignty and to be the true creation that you made me to be. Yeah, so this is what we'll be doing. So I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. Find a comfortable chair, couch, bed. And again, as always in the Sufi way, it's most helpful if you can sit up straight, if you're able, with your spine straight. We're going to be invoking this divine code, light code, that's encoded with divine sounds and numerology that will give clemency, set you free from all this packet that you came to clean that's not yours. It's the not you, and opening to the you. So taking a couple of deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth, letting go of the day that already happened, the night, anything that you have on your plate, so to speak. And we will be turning from the outside to the inside. And we'll be, this is a soul work, so we will be working through the heart. So I invite you to really ground. Again, remember that we bring the light in. We don't travel out to the light. We're going to call on heaven to earth. so that we can be fully human, fully soul, fully spirit. And setting your grounding cord, opening the soles of your feet, being fully in your body. Grounding, sending your grounding cord into the center of the earth. Sending love to Mother Earth, the living, breathing mother that supports us and breathes the same heartbeat as we do. Relaxing your belly, relaxing your whole body, letting it rest against the furniture. Let the furniture do its job. Opening your crown to the heavens. And now breathing normally, see if you can allow your breath to massage the center of your chest inside. The sound. Even if you want to say feel the vibration of the sound that opens the heart. The heart center chakra opens and responds to the sound. So let that vibrate right into your chest. Beautiful. So I'm going to make a prayer. I'm going to do an invocation. And then I'm going to begin to transmit and recite the divine code Yah-Halim. 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 H-A-L as in Larry, I-M as in Mary, but it's pronounced Halim. Okay, so relaxing, allowing, trusting. So I'm going to say an invocation that opens our souls and calls in all the help from the angels, the prophets, and the holy beings. I'll invite you to make your own private prayer. I'll make a prayer, and then we'll go. Alrighty. I invite you to close your eyes. If you need to put your hand on your heart, connect to your third eye with the eye of your heart, with your belly, softening your belly. Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, all that is, the one that breathes us and beats our heart, I ask you please to use me as your vessel. You are the healer. You are the Ashafi. You are the most clement, the most merciful. Yah-Halim. I ask you please to help each beloved on this call and anyone who listens to the recording to be released now, once and for all timelines, all dimensions, backwards, forwards, any false programming from narcissism, any false programming from the DNA, from the ancestral lineage, from the culture, the religion, the gender, the ethnic background, and anything I forgot, anything that they need that I didn't mention. Help them to be released now and forever. We invite, with your permission, if the beloved is okay with it, if their higher self is okay, we invite the ancestors of this beloved in, asking all the ancestors on the male side, the father side, to line up behind the right shoulder. All the female lineage from the mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, all the way back to the beginning of time, behind the left shoulder. Whether somebody was adopted or not, this still will work. It will work for your adopted family, and it will work for your ancestral DNA family. So taking a time and just going deep into your soul. Yahak, 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 Yahoo, Hoo, Hoo, Hoo. Opening to the soul, wideness into that expansive place. And I invite you to make your own private prayer. What would you like help with? Are you feeling unworthy? What's keeping you stuck? Do you feel guilty? Somebody making you feel guilty? Are you programmed to please? Making your own private prayer, asking. The divine loves it when we ask. So making your own private prayer. For complete healing, leaving no trace of illness behind. going to say an invocation in Arabic. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Bismillah Kikami Ma Fik Ishvianta Shafi. Shafiya Uliya Chukasaka Ma. Bismillahi Awalhi Wa Ahirhi. Which means, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, I ask for complete healing, leaving no trace of illness behind. The divine is the healer, nothing before or nothing after, only the divine. Illallah, 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 illallah. Only the oneness. Okay, I can feel everybody lining up. And making one more prayer. My beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, please to use me as your vessel. You are the healer. Please to release each and every one of these beloveds from anything that is not theirs to carry. Release it for all timelines, all dimensions, backwards and forwards. May their family be healed, their ancestors be healed, their DNA be healed. May they be worthy. May they know the truth of who they are as you created them to be. And I ask this in your divine name and in sound code. Yahaleem. Yahaleem. Astaghfirullah Yahaleem. Astaghfirullah Yahaleem. Astaghfirullah Yahaleem. Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, O Clement One, release them, set them free, release the chains that bind them. Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. Ya Halim, release them from the false programming and matrix that came to us from the darkness through no fault of our own. Ya Halim, our time is now. Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. And let that Eem go right into your heart and soul and wash you. Ya Halim, asking the angels to help to release anything that needs to go. Take it to where it belongs. Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. Ya Halim, 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 Ya Halim. Release them also from any vows, decisions, bargains they made, known or unknown. Anything where they said, I'll never do this, I'll never do that. Release them. They can change. They're not held accountable for that, especially when children, you were just trying to survive. Releasing any, I'll never get married, I'll never do this, I'll never let them see me cry, I'll never be loved. What, any of those. Ya Halim. Ya Halim, you're not held accountable anymore. Ya Halim, for the strength of that vow that served that no longer serves. Ya Halim, Ya Halim, any vows you made in this life, any life. Ya Halim, 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 Ya Halim. Ya Halim, 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 Yahalim, 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 Ya'azim, Yahalim, Al-Azim. Wipe out the memories. Yahalim, release them. Ya'azim, wipes out the memories. Yahalim, Ya'azim, Yahalim, Ya'azim. Backwards and forwards for all timelines, all dimensions. Yahalim, Ya'azim, Yahalim, Ya'azim, 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 Yahalim, Al-Azim, Yahalim, Azim, Yahalim, 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 Yahalim. Beautiful, just letting it keep, just giving you a fluff and buff. Fluffing up your soul, releasing, 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 asking the angels help, asking all the prophets to help, all the cosmic beings, the divine beings that support you. Yahalim, 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 Yahalim. Yahalim, 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 Yahalim. Beautiful, beloved, beautiful, good job. Thank you to the angels, the guides, the Holy Spirits, the cosmic beings, the angels, the prophets, all the ones that have been sent by the divine to help the evolution of this planet. They're still here supporting us to evolve. We're the ones we've been waiting for. We're doing it. We're doing it now for ourselves and the soul of humanity. So just take a moment just to sit and to feel, know, see, imagine all the new space and clearing in your soul that's taking place. You should feel lighter. And now that we've cleared space in your soul, we want to call in two qualities, two sound codes, activation lights, to return you to the truth of your creation, Yahak, your divine creation, without all the programming that's still there and preserved for you, always. So we'll be calling on Yahak, the truth of your divine creation, and we'll also be calling on Malik al-Mulk. Malik al-Mulk, which means to return you and to help you remember that you are the divine representative of the divine on this earth. You are a divine being. So first we'll do Yahak, help you remember, return. This brings in a beautiful white light of truth that illuminates and helps you remember and brings you back to the truth of who you are. It never left you. It's just, you're just returning to it inside you. Yahak, 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 H-A-Q-Q. Yahak, 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 Yahak. Oh, divine truth, creator, return them to know, see, remember the truth of their being. Yahak, 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 Hak, 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 returning to you your divine sovereignty, reminding you your divine sovereign being, divine representative of the divine on this earth. The Malik is the sovereignty, the Mulk is the earth. So it's returning you to your divine truth. Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk. O divine sovereign one, return these beings to help them remember, to know, to be your divine representative of you on this earth, and to open to their soul purpose for their joy, happiness, health, and holiness, and freedom. Ya Malik al-Mulk, 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 Ya Malik al-Mulk. Let this rewire your soul to help you to remember, to know, believe, see. Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Malik al-Mulk, Ya 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 Haq, Ya Haq, Ya Haq, Ya Haq, Ya Haq, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Haq, Ya Malik al-Mulk, 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 Ya Malik al-Mulk. Please return them, help them remember the truth of their own being in the creation that the divine made them to be. Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Malik al-Mulk. Hu 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 hu. Hu, hu, hu. So I'm using this divine soul name, Hu, that cleans your blood. It cleans your blood, actually, as well. And your bloodline. Hu, 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 hu. Just trust. Just stay in your soul. Hu, hu. Stay in your heart. Hu, 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 hu. Who, 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 beautiful. Who, who, H U. Who, 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 who. Now to complete this healing and protocol, I'm going to say some prayers that rewire you. Putting my hand on top of your head for those on the call, for those listening to the recording, for all timelines. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Kulu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Kulu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Kulu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun kufuwan ahad. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki Yomidin, Yakana Buduwa Yakana Stain, Hidina Surata la Mustaqim, Surata la Dina Namta Alehim, Ayul Makdubi Alehim Waladalin. Amin. 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 So be it, and so it is. Assalamu alaikum.